This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next guest, Padres playing, are the Sunday night game this week against the Braves. Our friend Buster Olney, ESPN, joins us here. Buster, how are you? How are things?
I'm doing great. Just spending all day getting ready for this game and, you know, making phone calls and getting background. And, it's always something to look forward to, that's for sure.
Well, I'm sure in your background work right now, I know at least in San Diego, the sky may be falling in some people's eyes after being swept by the Rockies. Mike Shildt catching some heat from the fan base a little bit. Can a manager be too nice, Buster? Can a manager have too rosy of a pitcher?
To the fans in the presentation, and look, all Mike Shildt needs to do is call his good friend Aaron Boone, the Yankees manager I used to work with on Sunday Night Baseball. Booney is someone, after a game, you know, he's asked a question, and he's going to spin it forward positively. And the fan base in New York in some of the years, in recent years, they don't like that. They want the manager to sit up there and to blast the players and to say, this guy stinks and what are we doing? And Booney will never, ever do that. And I don't know if that's specifically how Mike is answering questions, but I'd say he's not the first to, if that's what he's doing, he's not the first to do that. I think because especially in this era, I mean, you are not going to move forward if you're criticizing players. I'm sure you saw, you know, Ron Washington the other day, when he's asked about, you know, Luis Guillerme not putting down a bunt, he threw him under the bus. And that's something that's not going to go over in clubhouses, I think, in 2004. You know better than I do, Anthony.
Great call. Buster Olney is with us talking some baseball. All right, Buster, so let's, because I think you're right. And Mike Shildt was just trying to protect his guys. But it was not a great look to lose three games to the Rockies. How embarrassed should the Padres be to lose to the Rockies three games? After all, the Rangers just lost three to the Rockies. I pointed out that last year the Padres swept Texas during the season, and of course Texas won the World Series. So other than Baltimore, which I believe hasn't been swept in an amazing 105 straight series, pretty much everybody gets swept at some point. But should there be any concern over a three-game stretch like that?
Well, I think there definitely is concern with how they're playing. And I was thinking about this and get ready to talk to you guys today. You know, I think you can look at the Padres and see the room for growth, and you find yourself saying, if this guy gets going and this guy gets going, this could be a good team. That's what everyone waited on last year, and that's what I wonder if is behind the fan base's anxiety over what's going on. Now, it's a very different team. You guys know better than I do in terms of the makeup, in terms of how they're going about things, in terms of the depth. You don't have Juan Soto, but that feeling of, yeah, if this guy can get it done, if Manny Machado can start to hit, if Xander Bogaerts can start to hit, if Kim can perform better, you know what, they can be better. Maybe they should be better. And it feels like that we've been saying this about the Padres for the last year and 2 months.
It's a very good point, Buster. I think the PTSD of 2023 is very real, and I think that's maybe what the fans are experiencing. Now, on the flip side of this, you have an Atlanta Braves team that the Padres are coming into town to face that I would guess by a lot of Braves fans are below expectation right now. They're 26-14, but they're three games out because they happen to play in the same division as the Philadelphia Phillies, who are playing at the best baseball in the league right now. Where is this Atlanta team at as this Padres team comes into town?
They're really scary. I think there are three super teams in the National League. I think the Phillies, if I were to do a power ranking, we get asked this every week for ESPN, turn in your rank the 30 teams. And I got to say, the top three for me are so easy. Top three teams in baseball, Phillies, Braves, and Dodgers. Put them in whatever order you want to, but those three teams right now are separating from the other teams. And the funny thing about the Braves is, they're doing this despite the fact that they've been generally mediocre on offense so far. This is a team that last year led the majors in runs scored, led the majors in home runs, record number of home runs. But Ronald Acuña Jr., defending him, reigning MVP, is off to a slow start. Austin Riley, who's been dinged up the last couple days, he's off to a slow start. Matt Olson just finally started hitting in the last 4 or 5 days, and yet they're, have won almost two-thirds of their games, and largely because their pitching has been so good. Alex Anthopoulos, their general manager, went out and upgraded their bullpen during the course of the wintertime. He made a great deal for Chris Sale, who's been one of the most dominant left-handers. So it's weird to look at the Braves as, as you say, 26-14, and I think their best days are in front of them because at some point, that talent with Ronald Acuña Jr. is going to manifest. He's going to stop swinging at pitches out of the zone. Austin Riley looked at me last weekend and said, I'm this close. He could feel it. They're going to start hitting at some point.
Buster Olney is with us from ESPN. Some of you may remember that, he was a sports writer here in San Diego with the San Diego Union-Tribune many years ago. So we always like to claim a little bit of Buster Olney around these parts. Let me ask you about, go back to the Padres for a second, a guy like Jerickson Profar, who is having, this career thing going on here, Buster. And, I mean, you're going to probably end up chatting with him at some point this weekend if you haven't already. He's hitting .322. He's got all these home runs, OPS. He's hitting from both sides of the plate. He's stealing a base here and there. Really, I don't know where the Padres would be without this guy. How does this happen in baseball, and how often do you see it? And sometimes is it ever sustainable for a guy that just has one great year?
Yes, it is, and it happens all the time. It happens every year. Tim Kirkchin, I had on my podcast today, and we were talking about this. He goes, in the NBA, you don't have, somebody suddenly learns how to shoot a jump shot. You might have them put together a little bit of their game, but you're not going to see them suddenly put it together in baseball. It feels like it happens quite a bit. Now, it happens, I think, more with pitchers than it does with position players, but it can happen. Luis Severino, for example, with the Mets, seems to have sort of figured some things out in the middle of his career. Jerickson Profar also, as you guys know, he's always been seen by evaluators as wildly talented, someone who's always had the ability, and now it's cool to see him, putting it all together. We had him, earlier this year, the first weekend of the season, he wore a microphone for us. And, I mean, just to see his joy, you kind of wonder if, getting and I have not asked him this, so it's really probably not a fair thing for me to say, but to sort of be dispatched to the hinterland in Colorado for a year and then to be able to go back to San Diego, it was like, whoo, okay. I get to be on a team that is relevant again with a lot of good players, and it is cool to see him put it together right in the middle of his career.
Buster Olney joins us here, ESPN, and he'll be on this Padre Brave game here coming Sunday. Buster, I want to talk to you a little bit about baseball in general. It certainly seems like, and it's early, I get it, it's May 16th, but I feel like this is the first time in a while where I've looked at the standings, and there has been this few teams that have already packed it in for the season. It seems like we are having a at least to this point, a pretty competitive league right now. When you look at the wild card, I mean, all but two teams, and I mean, shoot, the Rockies even at this point are 5-0. And I know it's
yeah.
May, but it does feel like this year there are more teams, you know, competing a little bit harder. Do you think that's due to the extra wild cards being in place and us finally kind of teams finally kind of being able to lay out for it a little bit?
I think that's part of it. I also think that the two divisions that we always sort of looked at as the worst divisions in baseball have actually taken a step forward this year. You know, we're always sort of used to, well, we get one team from the American League Central that might be relevant and one team from the National League Central that might be relevant.
Yeah.
And this year, those divisions are so much more competitive than they've been in the past. I actually, you know, every year there's always a team that really catch your interest. I love watching the Kansas City Royals play.
Yeah.
Like Bobby Witt Jr., their shortstop, he's so dynamic. To see his progress, they're a great watch right now. The Cleveland Guardians, you know, with the Naylor brothers have stepped up, and they're a better team than they've been in the past offensively, and that's difference making. Even the Pittsburgh Pirates are down in terms of how their wins and losses, but now they, you know, promote Paul Skenes, and that yeah. game tomorrow against the Cubs is much watch. So I think it is generally, I would say that I offer you some advice and say, do not utter those words to fans of the New York Mets or the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, they're not happy.
Those fan bases are not happy right now.
You know, the other thing, too, you mentioned the Cardinals, Buster. I mean, this is now a second season in which they're,
yeah.
you know, performing well below expectations, and that might be another story. But are the Astros the biggest surprise in the negative category? And everything I've read, people say it's bad, but don't worry, they're going to get it turned around. Maybe they're showing some signs of it now. Did they miss Dusty Baker? What do you think's happened in Houston to this point?
Well, their pitching fell apart early in the year. Some of it was injuries. Justin Verlander started the year on the IL. Christian Javier was injured he is injured now. You know, he's going to make his way back. Jose Urquidy got hurt. Framber Valdez went on the injured list. So for a while that was kind of frayed. But here's the thing, they're coming. And the Rangers and the Mariners probably are going to regret the days later in the year when they did not put that team away. The Rangers are slogging along. And then maybe we expected this for the Rangers because it felt like they needed to play a little rope-a-dope this year with Max Scherzer and DeGrom out for a lot of the season. They just have to kind of hang in there till those guys get back. Seattle Mariners are a head-scratcher in terms of their offense and where they are. They had a chance to bury the Astros, and I think starting today, Houston was only 5.5 back, and they've got a dynamic offense. The addition of Josh Hader, I think they'll figure out their bullpen issue. And I do think they do miss Dusty. I think anybody who had Dusty as a manager would miss him. But at the same time, I think they have enough talent on that team. Valdez was better last time. It feels like he got his sinker back, that they'll be back in the race at some point. Seven straight seasons of reaching the American League Championship Series.
It's crazy. I mean, they've basically been the Dodgers of the American League side, except they've gotten deeper than the Dodgers have on the National League side. Buster Olney joins us. And, Buster, I saw today that the Yankees are going to open up negotiations with Juan Soto. Now, it seemed as though they were just going to kind of wait this out. But apparently, I'm guessing his performance to begin the year has maybe sped this process up. I mean, I know what the number I've heard in that atmosphere in terms of what Scott Boras is going to ask for. What do you think the number actually is?
I think anything north of 461, because that is the present day. You guys know this. It's the present day value of Shohei Ohtani's contract. You know, the whole $700 million thing, it's a mirage. And everybody in baseball knows it because there's so much deferred money in there. The actual present day value of the contract is 461. And so if you're Scott Boras and you're looking for benchmarks, that's the number to beat. You also could go for 500 million. I've had agents tell me their feeling is there's no way that he gets to 500 million with Soto unless a lot of it, like Otani's, is deferred. They just don't believe that's going to happen. And I've wondered about this because you guys, I mean, yeah, everyone would like Juan Soto, and he seems to have fit perfectly with the Yankees. You know, we can always have a long, separate conversation about whether or not, you know, playing alongside Aaron Judge has really helped him versus the situation that he had in San Diego last year where it feels so much like the stories I've heard are oil and water and all that. With Judge, it seems to be really fitting. And if you're Scott Boras, you typically do take your clients into free agency when you're this close to the open market. But here's the thing. How many teams are going to be willing to pay that kind of money? Yeah. You're basically talking about the Mets and the Yankees, maybe one other team. And if you're Juan Soto and you're happy and you're in New York and you're in this ballpark that's made for you with a shorter right field defensively and offensively, and the Yankees are willing to pay you a great price, why not have that conversation, regardless if it's at the end of the season or in season? Because I got to believe he'd be a lot happier playing where he is right now versus some of the other alternatives.
Certainly seems that way right now, Buster. We, as always, appreciate you coming on. I'll be able to catch up with you in these next couple of days, but always appreciate you coming on our show.
That'll be great. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Buster.
Good to talk with you guys as always.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.